For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Bunch Drunk Sports, everybody. Sorry we were a little late in the game. We had some technical difficulties, but thanks.
We're preparing. It's a big time. We got to make sure this is right. We had the President of the United States of America calling
The President of the United States of America is calling in today. Oh, my God. The world's a buzz. The world really is a buzz at this historic podcast that's going on. What are you going to tell your grandchildren about this, guys? Okay, not the same time. Ari with the mohawk, because you're closest to a black guy right now.
I'm going to say, when I was doing a sports podcast and we had the 16th president of the United States call in, it's a historic moment and you should be proud of your grandfather. Yeah. Sorry, I aborted your father. You don't exist. What else?
Somewhere out there is a little Ari running around.
No, only in heaven.
Jason, what are you going to tell your fake, never-existing grandchildren?
I just hope that this president drops the N-bomb just like the 44th president did on Mark Maron's podcast.
Did you listen
how mad they were getting at that?
Yeah.
So dumb.
Anger. Nobody.
He was using the word to show that it's like.
Yeah.
They're like, say the N-word. He actually said the N-word. And like, yeah, man.
Yeah, but he's black. He's allowed to say it.
He wasn't calling anybody that. He was just saying that it's a word.
He wasn't like Putin, that nigga crazy. Yeah, He didn't say that.
He didn't say Barry Bonds is a nigger. He said wrong to say the word publicly still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. And people are like, we're going to bleep this out. I'm like, shut up. Don't bleep it
out. Why? Did Maron say he's going to bleep it out?
No, the Fox News people, when they're like, as we show this, we were going to bleep out the word.
I love that they're offended by a black guy saying that.
He is not the first president to say that word. He's just the first one to say it in a right way.
Yep. On a podcast.
I guarantee you there's a lot of presidents that have thrown that word around, not in such a fucking nice way.
Fun stuff. Real quick, dates out of the gates. A lot of fun shit going down. Ari Shaffir, what's going on in your world?
I got the DC Improv July 17th through the 19th, and I got the Toronto Just for Laughs Comedy Festival the week after that. I'm doing storyteller shows, and this is not happening, live solo shows, and come on out.
Yeah, Tebow, talk to me. Give me that heat.
Saturday, June 27th, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Chicago, 10 o'clock show.
Chi-Town.
And that will be my last show in the Midwest, unless something crazy happens the following week. But it should be my last show in the Midwest. So,
are you and all your Chicago fans gonna roast you like they do when a comic leaves the scene to go to LA? It's gonna be a big roast fest.
I doubt it, buddy. I doubt it.
No, it's AA. They have a separate thing at AA, and it's instead of a roast, what they do is they light the bottom of a spoon and they talk about you doing that.
Fun stuff, guys. This Friday, you can see me on the Josh Wolf Show.
CMT.
Yeah, I'm shooting it. I'm shooting Friday, and then they air it that night. According to Sarah, it's a really fun show. They've had a lot of great comics on. Fucking Caparella's looking mighty fat. That's all I got to say about
mighty
that.
Fat.
Yeah, he's a chunky boy, but I love
fat. Fat Perillo.
Fat Perillo.
He doesn't look like Mighty Mouse. He looks like Mighty Gerbil.
He's a big boy, man. So yeah, I'll be that, and then July 17th, 18th, I am at the La Jolla Comedy Store, and then the following week, literally the following weekend, next couple days, I'm at the San Francisco Punchline because Molly's make me do Tuesday, Wednesday. But you know what? I'm happy to be performing there.
No, you'll make more money that way.
What?
You'll make way more money that way.
Really?
Because they're paying on the weekend, they're paying you based a little bit on filling the time and a little bit on draw. On Tuesday, Wednesday, they're only paying you on draw. So the percentage you make for the tickets is going to be way higher. I did one show at the Cobbs once and then a whole weekend, like Wednesday at Cobbs and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Punchline in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I made more of the Cobbs show.
Well, Cobbs is huge, dude. That's a great club.
I had like 280 on one night.
I'll take 280. I'd love it.
And it was more than the whole weekend. I'm just saying, Tuesday, Wednesday, for guys like us with specific draws, it ain't.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Well, some of us are a little less specific than others, but that's fine. I'm very happy to be going there, so I'm cool with that. So, yeah, those are the big things. Very excited to be back. I've always wanted to do panel. You know, I did a joke about Chelsea at a showcase in front of her that I should have done before the show started, and I shot myself in the foot because it's classic Sam Tripoli fucking dumbass shit that I used to do. And so I never got to get on Chelsea's show, and I deserved it, man. I shouldn't have done it. I was stupid. But, you know, Josh got a show. I'm excited. I love panel because it's like just talking shit, you know? So I'm excited about that. You've got some good stuff coming up, Frank, right?
Oh, yeah.
We call you Jiu-Jitsu Frank?
Oh, shut up. yeah, I might be going to Just for Laughs, too, with the wave.
Oh, nice. Wait, why jiu-jitsu? Are they calling you jiu-jitsu?
Oh, me and Steven Randolph joined Hegan Machado's gym in Beverly Hills.
Oh, nice. We should call you Jiu-Jitsu.
also would have accepted Jiu-Spixu.
Oh!
That's yeah,
points. We're going to give you points on that
Where's
one.
Where's my panel gig?
Can I ask a question, though? Will Red State Teeb come to California?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to change the world, bro.
For the worst.
You ever hear John Reeves' old joke about how hard it would be to be a racist in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, why?
What He's like, man, you get so tired of hating everybody. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, yeah, there's so many people to hate.
Yeah, there's so many people to hate. So, Ari, let's talk about, do you guys want to get into sports or talk about our last week? We both did some fun gigs, so I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Let's do a little sports for like 20 minutes and then get into it because we got some massive sports things.
Real quick, go to our sponsors, check them out. BetDSI, use Punch Drunk to get $10 betting cash for all the great sports that are coming up. It just seems every week it's action packed. Make some money, guys. Caveman Coffee, use Punch Drunk Sports, 10% off. And then go to the Amazon links and use our Amazon links. I owe you guys cash. That'll be paid out this week. Okay. Done.
Can I say a little something about our sponsors? One, obviously, thank you to all of them, but the Nitro Coffee that Caveman Coffee has is awesome.
Yeah, it's like an 8-ball, right?
Dude, it's like a Guinness. It's like Guinness. It's like drinking a Guinness that's caffeinated. It's so delicious. So try that. And two, let me say this about BetDSI. If BetDSI was gambling back then, Pete Rose would have no problem getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So feel free to go there and bet as much as you would like.
Let him into the Hall of fucking Fame.
Dude, are you hearing what they're saying, though? He's betting on games when he's a player, too?
Not only betting on games as a player, betting on the Reds when he was a player.
But is he betting against the Reds?
Never once bet against the Reds. Always betting for them to win.
Here's why it's not as bad to do that as a player. Because as a player, you go all out no matter what.
Yeah. If you're betting for your team to win.
Yes, but as a coach, the problem is, as a manager, it's baseball, the problem is you're going to leave a reliever in longer because of this game than you would normally. If you're thinking about...
that's why you're doing it. I was like, why is he... I get it. That's so funny.
So as a player, it's obviously Charlie Hustle no matter what. As a manager, it's bad to bet your team. That made sense to me why.
Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
I mean, I do. Say lifetime ban from baseball. I agree. Like, don't ever let him back into a stadium. Don't ever let that. Sure, I get that. It's terrible for competition to have somebody gamble. But the Hall of Fame should sort of be separate than that. And he made these hits.
Can we have a scumbag wing of the fucking Hall of Fame?
Sure.
Let me make this point. I think that if you do not let him into the Hall of Fame for betting on games, not only is he betting on games, he's betting for himself to win. If he was betting against the team and then you could argue he's throwing games, that's fucked up. But
yes,
if you let any of these performance-enhancing drug-using people, all these people that were corking their bats in the 80s and 90s, all these people that are doing fucking steroids in the 90s and early 2000s, if they get in the Hall of Fame, it is a travesty.
Really? I don't, I just... I
so
don't...
You think he should be banned for betting that he's going to win?
No, I think he should be in, and I think they all should be in. It was just an era of the sport.
Breaking all these records by using performance-enhancing drugs.
It was an era of time.
Way worse. But those guys are not getting in, though. Keep in mind, those guys are not getting in.
But I don't even care if they do. Put some asterisks.
Which one of them have lifetime? Do any of them have lifetime bans?
No.
Barry Bonds banned for life?
How about Rafael Palmeiro lying to fucking... You got some balls when you go to Congress and you point at them and you go, hey, I just want to say to each one of you motherfuckers, by the way, what? How many hits is that now?
Why? The NSA did the same thing.
What?
The NSA did the exact same
thing. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that.
But, so, I mean, the argument is, should this guy be banned for life? Should he be in the Hall of Fame? And everybody's acting like this is so much bigger of a crime than all these people that were blatantly cheating on the sport.
Look up the worst
themselves
the worst people in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
I just
you know who lost it? Because Steve Garvey had a chance at the Hall of Fame. Then he might be in now, but he lost it because it was extramarital affairs.
No, I think he's in the Hall of Fame, but he lost his job calling baseball for like ESPN or something when they found out he had like 80 kids.
Yeah, but it's like that should affect your Hall of Fame shit.
There would be no NBA Hall of Fame at all if that's a penalty.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though, Tebow. It's like when Pete Rose's scandal came up, we hadn't gotten all the steroid scandals yet. So at the time, people were like, wow, this is terribly wrong. If the Pete Rose thing happened right now, you know, if they just found out right now that he gambled on baseball, I don't think his crime would warrant a lifetime ban.
Yeah, because there's so many fucking scumbags already out there, dude. It's like we're grading on a curve at this point.
I mean, it's just like the Charlestown shooting. The Charlestown shooting is like a lot of us have already moved on from it to the next thing. But if this happened 50 years ago, we'd be talking about this for a year.
You know who loved that shooting happened? The fucking white chick who fucking ran the NAACP. People stopped calling her up every 2 seconds. That whole thing was hilarious because she literally went through every stage of a reality star trying to stay famous. She went through all the phases that Snooki went through. Like, oh, I'm bisexual. Oh, I got abused. Oh, I'm fucking pregnant. All this fucking thing to keep the story fucking rolling. She literally did all those.
She said she was pregnant?
No, but that was one thing Snooki did. That was literally the only one that she didn't do.
I like how people said, like she said, you can't prove my parents are, those are actually my parents. Sam, what are you looking at?
We're looking at the biggest scumbags in the Hall of Fame.
Let's go
to the top here.
Let's hear him. Let's hear him.
Some of these people are from like when the Negro Leagues was around.
Just go through them all.
Dude, you don't say that. The president prefers you say the Nigger Leagues.
Okay, go and just read some of them.
I was looking through the good ones. That last guy that we mentioned was the last owner to sign a black baseball player, and he passed on like Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, the Red Sox.
Yeah.
The Red Sox. Yo, are you telling me Boston's racist? That's fucking crazy.
Never heard that before.
So, Ari, so far you've done a vaporizer bong hit.
Smoked an entire trash bag full of pot, and now he's back to the one-hitter.
How long till you start snorting weed?
Oh, we might get Raw as a sponsor. James said we might get Raw as a sponsor.
That would be fucking cool.
But then again, James said.
James, by the way, if somewhere out there James is crying, because Ari said mean things about him.
Yep. He just slowly watches this show, and he has got like a noose around his neck and over a big pole in his house. And every time Ari says something bad, he pulls it a little tighter. And every time Ari says something nice, he loosens it a little bit more.
And the whole time he's jerking off, by the way.
He said he never apologized for us taking calls.
He never directly apologized, but what he tweeted was an apology, which is, we will never do this again. Next time we have a big celebrity, we won't take any calls.
I don't know how many times
come out of his mouth.
We have to spank him to tell him to stop fucking doing that with the Twitter feed.
once a year, he wants to nominate himself for a punchy for fuck up of the year.
Yeah, we need to get back to the fucking our punchy awards.
Yeah, can we also say this? I want to put this out to the fans.
Put it out to the fans, Ari.
If you guys want to design us a t-shirt that we can sell, we need new designs. So if you want to, we don't have as much money as Skeptic Tank, but we can offer you $200.
$200?
Is that high?
No, it's not.
That's perfect.
At all.
Okay, $200. If
Tebow,
we use
Tebow, you can achieve, Tebow, you can enter it too.
Absolutely, Tebow can enter. So a design has something to do with the show.
I like
the last design. It seemed pretty
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
It also looks good just as a t-shirt if you don't know what the deal is with the show. That, to me, that's the ideal.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, I have a feeling. God, I just love fan art. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Ari, by the way, in about how long? In maybe a little in about 40 minutes, I'm going to be going on the Jason Ellis show, and I'm going to talk to him about us going on Ellis Mania and
what?
And boxing.
Well, why do you keep saying boxing when I've only said MMA?
I will do kickboxing.
5 minute second round, 5 minute third round.
Here's how it's going to be, Ari. 3 rounds. 2 minutes each. I'll do MMA. The only things you can't do is knee to the face, knee to the face, elbows to the face, and anything to groin crunch. That's it. Everything else goes.
No groin. I'll give you no groin.
No groin. No.
I'll give you the other two things too.
No soccer kicks to the head, and no fucking knees to the face.
Okay, we'll do UFC rules. With no knees to the added, no knees to the face, no elbows to the face.
Okay.
Pride time.
No.
What's pride time?
No. Ari, see, no.
Jesus Christ.
No, Ari.
Does Ellis have a cage or a ring?
A ring.
Okay, pride rules then.
No, dude.
Pride time.
Three. I am putting this out to you right now, Ari. I love you.
I know.
I don't want to hurt you. I want to fuck. I want to box. I want to kickbox you.
What?
I'll do MMA. I love you. This is just for fun. I just think Ellis Mania is such a great time, and it would be great exposure for the show. I would like to do 3 2-minute rounds.
No.
Yeah,
5 minute
see,
rounds.
Okay, you can't. No. Dude, I know what you're doing. You're trying your hardest to make this not happen. You're trying your hardest to make this not happen. I am saying this right now.
Great. You're in for a 10 minute round.
I will fight you 2 minute rounds.
No, why do you keep saying 2 minutes?
I know, because you're trying to get out of it. You're
trying
to get out of it. You are.
Do it right now.
I'm laying it out there. Let the fans decide who's chicken. Who's being a chicken right now?
Tebow.
Yes.
What's your opinion, honestly?
Tebow, what's your opinion? Honestly.
Well, I will say this: it's starting to sound like Ari keeps every time Sam agrees to something.
Why does Sam ask you for your opinion and immediately go to his cell phone?
Anytime he asks me a question, it's because he wants to look at his phone and tune out to whatever
Jesus
I'm saying.
No, that's not it. I just got some breaking news, but go on.
How would you know unless you already looked at your cell phone? Go ahead, Tebow.
Last couple weeks, Sam wanted to do 1 minute rounds, and what you said was, no, that's ridiculous. Let's do 2 minute rounds. And now Sam has agreed to 2 minute rounds, and you seem to have upped it to 10 minute rounds.
I upped it last week. Didn't I?
He wasn't here last week.
Well, neither was I. So it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I love the lawyer in Ari. Just now, are you saying it was last week? But neither of us here, so technically it wasn't last week. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm willing to box you.
No boxing. Why boxing?
Okay.
I never said boxing.
You are, dude. Ari, you're going to love fucking MMA until I fucking roundhouse kick your leg. I'm telling you, dude. You
let's
just want to do boxing.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
Because I know
your
what you're going to do.
Roundhouse kick will get 30 degrees around, and you will fall over from exhaustion
no,
and vertigo.
To. I won't. Can we agree to this?
Yes, 10 minute round, 5 minute second round.
Exhaustion.
No.
Everybody knows you're ducking. Everybody knows you're ducking. I'm putting out.
I will put it on paper right now.
Here is the offer. I'm going to talk about it today on the show.
How about this? If Sam,
neither one of
you guys get out of a 10 minute round, neither one of you get out of a 10 minute round.
Dude,
he's not getting out of a 1 minute round. He doesn't even. He knows it. He's just.
I think he will. I think,
dude, you don't understand.
Sam, your rules changes are intentionally set up to limit my advantage,
which is.
Less out of shapeness than you.
No, dude, you're crazy.
Well worded,
bro.
Well worded.
Thank you. I think after 3 or 4 minutes, that's my exhaustion.
You are hilarious, dude. That's my strength.
You're also saying no MMA when you know that's the only thing I've trained in is MMA.
What? You've never trained in it. You took jiu-jitsu for
that's
a month.
That's all I need. I've never needed more. My fights never go to the standing.
For a month.
Yeah, you meant say stay on the ground.
For a month. Okay, so I'm going to tell him we're down with a kickboxing fight.
No, what are you saying? Kickboxing! Why you say kickboxing when I just said MMA?
Okay, I'm going to tell Jason today on Sirius.
So just XM body
radio.
Shots?
We are doing
You do whatever the fuck you want to do, and I'll do whatever the fuck I want to do when I'm in the ring.
Okay.
And that means not stopping at a goddamn pussy 40 seconds like you
want.
I'm just going to keep fucking fighting you until you give in.
Keep telling yourself that.
To the ground, guess what? Kick to the chest.
No, dude, there's no soccer kicks.
No, I mean one of these kicks to the chest.
Oh, what are you going to go for? Oh, that's what you're going
to
do?
Yeah,
that's great.
Chest.
I love it.
Silva near
you
the
and
chest.
Your Tai Chi kicks? Is that what you're going to be doing?
Near the chest. I'll just punch you in the face while you're sitting down with your corner. I'll punch you in the fucking face.
So
I'll
it's
take
a deal. We're fighting at Ellis Mania.
With the stool you're cheating on, I'll fucking choke you with
it. I have a feeling that both your stools are going to need to be toilets.
Bullshit, you want to take breaks every fucking minute and two. Give me a fucking break. Fight me if you want to fight me. Let's go until it's done. Frowns. What do you want the
NSAC? Oh, man.
Want to fight? Let's fucking fight.
Okay. All right, dude. I'm going to tell him we're down. He's going to put us on the list.
That
Tripoli versus Ari.
Makes it
three 2-minute rounds.
5-minute second round. MMA. Let's do it, Alistania. Are you scared to sanction an event that should happen? I'm putting it out to you, Ellis. Schedule the Pride Rules fight. Except no elbows to the face.
By the way, Jen Sturger will be our ring girl if we want her to.
Yes.
Yeah, who's going to... I want fucking set up tables outside that I can throw you over the rings onto. MMA.
That's pro wrestling, dude. That's MMA.
That's one of them. That's one of the MAs.
Unless you're Ken Shamrock versus Kimbo Slice.
Do you think it was fixed?
Dude, Rogan went crazy on it.
I thought it was weird.
It looks weird. There's a few moments where it's... I'll look it up, but there's a few
Look it up. You can actually watch it. We'll watch it.
We've all seen it.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. I can't believe we're doing Ellis Mania. Me versus Ari. This is going to be
in
great.
MMA, 10-minute first round, 5-minute second round. It's crazy. That's what we're doing. Wow. I can't believe you guys are ready to hear Punch Drunk Sports. Real prime rule, except the sour kicks. Don't use the face.
What about head stomps when ground head stomps?
No! Nothing.
It's pride rules, bro.
He makes a good
point. No soccer kicks. No Wanderlei Silva soccer kick.
No, it's a head stomp. It's not a soccer kick. It's just head stomp.
No, it's only Pride. It's only Pride rules. Time because of the ring. It is UFC rules for kicks, except for elbows.
Can you see it?
To the face. No. Yeah. Maybe. It's all black.
Let's see if it starts.
God, how many fingerprints are on your screen?
All
Sam?
Of them, asshole. Okay, we'll deal. We'll start when it starts. Right now, it's
ad.
We're doing stupid fucking ads. Ari, I know you hate boxing. Well, let's get in. What do you guys want to talk about? Baseball, football, basketball, draft coming up.
Guys,
I mean,
we've had two world championships.
What?
We've had two world championships in the four major sports since we've been in studio.
Yeah.
Chicago, Blackhawks.
Chicago, Golden State. Do you guys want to
talk
about that?
About it. First of all, Golden State wins in six.
Yep. You guys were all right.
Yep.
I was wrong.
I said Golden State in seven. I said Golden State in seven. And I'll tell you what, man. And, you know, we talked about it a bit last week, but the three of us didn't really talk about it. You guys were both gone. Hats off to Cleveland for putting up such a fight. I mean,
Hats off to Black.
Oh, dude, that's the Israeli in you coming out right there, Ari.
Dude, I didn't know him anyway, but, like, that guy did a great scheme. He had great defense.
What
the first
do you mean?
Three.
He got totally shut down by LeBron James. Anything he did, LeBron's like, go fuck yourself. He may not even get another fucking season, which is ridiculous. I don't know who LeBron James wants. I mean, that guy is a good coach. Even though he made some bad mistakes, like not using Moz. How does Mozgov go for 28-10, and the next game DMPs him? It's like you can't do that. The problem with him is what Blatt did is what Mike Dunleavy used to do all the time with the Clippers, which was change his game plan to fit the other team. It's like, dude, you have certain strengths. You have to run that at them, dude. You have
to. Yeah, but at the same time, you're also a weaker team, and you got to realize that.
100%. The game, the series totally changed without Kyrie Irving, and I know they didn't have Kevin Love for a couple rounds, but really, without Kyrie, dude, it was just one versus everyone.
But they won again after Kyrie left.
LeBron James is a fucking motherfucking monster, dude.
Yeah, but so is Curry. I don't see why Curry didn't win the MVP.
What?
I don't see why Curry didn't win the MVP.
Because it was Andre Iguodala.
But it's like you look at the stats.
Oh, I thought you meant on the year.
Iggy got LeBron doubled Iggy's stats. Yeah, it was Iguodala was 16.3.
People have a real – the last time a player got – a losing player got the MVP. I think it was Jerry West way back in the day.
LeBron didn't deserve it. I'm just saying Steph Curry deserved it over Iguodala.
I don't know, man. Steph Curry had some rough fucking games, dude. Yeah. It wasn't
he also went 7-11, 7-13. He shot great overall.
The problem,
Jay, you're talking about the series. You're not talking about the last two games.
And if it was Kobe Bryant, they would have gave him the MVP. But Steph Curry wasn't that type player yet.
LeBron James
said it's because he won the regular season MVP, but I found about 10 cases of people who won both in the same season.
That's retarded.
Jordan did it like four times.
Now, here's the whole question. Is Golden State going to be able to repeat? Because this team isn't going to look the same next year. David Lee will be gone.
And it's so early to even talk. You don't know who's drafted.
Oh, you know me. I'll talk about it right
where.
Now.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, who do they got? Who do they got coming back? Steph Curry, for sure.
For sure. Thompson, for sure.
Klay Thompson.
That's like what you really need.
And mostly, probably, Draymond Green. After that... I mean, and you got Andrew Bogut. After that, that team could look. Oh, and Andre Iguodala is a. He signed for like two more years. But you're going
to. Like, why would you want to leave? Why would you want to leave unless it's a major payday? Well, and all the people that are going to get a major payday, we just listed.
Well, David Lee wants to leave because he's not going to ever get playing time, and he has to have playing time to get another major contract. So it's
I can see that.
He won his ring. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It depends. I mean, it's like I get it from their point of view where it's like I want to be one of the best players in the NBA. I can't do that playing time. But at the same time, it's like, well, isn't the best thing to get championships and isn't the best thing for a championship for you to play less? So it sucks to like meet
Got your own – you already got your ring. Who's to say you can't be traded to a team that you might be able to get the ring from somewhere else?
Yeah.
Here it is. Stat Boy.
Free agent restricted, Harrison Barnes, Festus Ezeli, James Mercado, and unrestricted is David Lee.
David Lee's gone.
Well, that's fine then. They're going to sign somebody else.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be a good team, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to be the favorites going in by far.
Yeah.
And in the pros, you know what the best recruiting thing is? Championships.
And fucking hookers.
Being
Who
young.
Wants to come back to a team. They can trade Bogut and a draft pick or two.
And location. Would you like to live in the Bay Area or do you want to go to fucking Toronto? Yeah.
They could get a major.
I go to Toronto, dude. I don't know why people don't want to play in Toronto. It's a phenomenal city.
I'm sure it is, but
what?
If you're, you know.
Except for 6 months a year.
It's still awesome. It's just cold. Half the teams in the league are in freezing things. At least you're around attractive, good looking fucking Canadian chicks.
Dude, one of the hottest women I've ever hooked up with lives in Toronto.
Yeah. Dude, I once hooked up with a chick in Toronto. Her pussy was toped up. And I don't even have a big dick at all. I called her pussy shoehorn because I had to fucking shoehorn my dick into it. That's how fucking...
I figured something like that.
Yeah, get it in. I wanted to give her awards.
No, and Tripoli, I thought it was because when he first pulled her pants off, a boot fell out of her pussy.
He wanted to give her awards.
Red State Team. Uncalled for. So I think it's going to be good. I'm dying to see what the Clippers... do. This will be the sixth year I go to the NBA summer leagues in Vegas, even though the Clippers are going to Orlando. I'm still going to go. I hope that last year Minnesota was there, so we'll be able to see Carl Anthony Towns. It's going to be interesting, man. The Lakers, fucking love listening to Laker fans talk about this trade that they have out there, which is the Lakers are trying to get DeMarcus Cousins. George Karl wants him out. And it's so funny because the Laker brass, Mitch Kupchak, thinks it's a good idea to bring DeMarcus Cousins down to play with Kobe Bryant.
It's crazy. He's never going to play with anybody. He's the worst.
Which one? They're both pretty bad.
No.
All right, what are you eating, airplane food?
Seriously, what, did you just get a delivery from Ho-Ho Chinese food?
I know. You see that plate? What's on there? Peanut butter jelly sandwich and
ooh,
mac and cheese?
Oh, what'd you get? What's all you going to eat? What kosher meats you going to slap into that Jew face?
Salmon.
Oh, look at this motherfucker eating salmon.
Is it smoked?
In noon. He's eating fucking sandwich.
I get one healthy meal a day.
Just a lobster bisque and a bunch of $50 bills on a French bread.
Oh, my God. Fucking Ari.
Ari eating a $50 bill sandwich again? His favorite fucking...
Dude, we had crawfish at Bonnaroo.
Really?
How was Bonnaroo?
How was it? Let's talk Bonnaroo.
I told Tebow. I had my shirt on for about 45 minutes the whole time.
What is unusual about that?
Nothing. I'm saying how great it was.
Did you see Run the
Ari,
Bulls?
Are you considered a dad bod, or what are you considered, like, Holocaust?
Dude, I don't think
what
in
are
those
you?
Terms. I don't think in those terms.
He's considered a granddad bod.
Yeah.
I'm all about son. It doesn't matter. I guess probably dad bod. I don't know what that fucking term means.
So now, how did the look with the shirt off with this new hot, cool, like, kind of somewhat mohawk you got? It's, like, not totally committed. But you get enough kind of street cred with the ladies. It's like, oh, it's a mohawk, but I still got the sides there so I can...
No, this is just stubble that's grown back in the last week.
I'm just saying it doesn't look like a full mohawk anymore.
Well, it was a full mohawk every Wednesday.
I will say, as far as mohawks go, your mohawk does look better than when Sam had a mohawk.
Oh, dude, you know what? That's fucking bullshit, dude. Uncalled for.
Thank you. My mohawk
was a fucking trailblazer. After that, everybody got mohawks. I was leading the league in mohawks. Everybody liked my Armohawk. It looked like I had giant SOS pads on my head.
I know. There was something about you did. There was something about your mohawk that just screamed, I absolutely have meth in my pocket.
And there's something about my... Dude, the reason I got rid of it is because you can't be fat and have a mohawk. It's just like, you can't be like, revolution, but I'm too lazy to get off the couch. You can't have both. Yeah. You can't, dude. You gotta be in shape, man. You gotta be in shape with a mohawk. Or just a thin, pregnant skeleton like fucking Shafir over here.
Were there a lot of hot chicks at Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, it's a music festival.
But they're all young, so they don't realize they're hot. They're just like, we're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. And I'm like...
Are you smelling all the girls? It's like, remember when we were at that
Do you like
USC
smelling
game?
Chicks, guys? Do you like to smell girls?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I smell.
Yeah. Like, no, do you ever just lean into them, just start sniffing?
Absolutely. There's nothing creepy about that. Like, if I'm on a bus or I'm at a funeral and I lean into the casket and just sniff that dead bitch. And I'm like, yeah, something's rotten inside of you, isn't it, pig?
Not yet.
I'm called for him.
I just eat your $50 bill sandwich, asshole.
Oh, man. So, did you see a lot of bands, Ari?
Yeah, I just see Run the Jewels, Frank.
How was that?
Run the Jewels is cool as shit. They do a lot of talking. They're very political, so they do a lot of
talking.
Did you
look at him and go, hey, man,
he had the
my
cast
show,
on,
dude.
I wanted
I wanted to meet him. I wanted to get close and ask him, but I just couldn't.
You probably sent them hundreds of dollars of in money.
I got them more than that, I think. They have TV money. The TV fucking rights to that had to be in thousands.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about like
$1,500, right?
Oh, but.
They probably got more money than you did.
Yeah.
That shows you
how TV. For sure they got more money than YouTube.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw Mumford & Son fucking killed it.
Did they
reminds me, I need to borrow $18, Ari. I'll talk to you about it off air.
When are you going to get a PayPal, Tebow? Get a PayPal.
Well, that will ensure Ari will give me this $18.
I'll give you $18 if you get a PayPal.
How am I going to give you? What do you? I owe you $18 for?
You don't owe it to me. I need to get.
You're breaking up, man. Connection. We got to make sure we fix that.
So Mumford and Son killed.
Did they pull out the banjos?
Yeah, but I thought they just all stand there and play. They didn't. They walked around. They played different instruments. They got really into it. at some point, the main singer guy went and played drums as he was singing, got so fucking into it, and just fucking threw all the drum sets over, went to the front, finished the song. He was great.
Did they do it all in sweaters?
No, they do it in, like, overalls and, like, ukuleles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't fucking play, dude.
They look like a jug band.
Mm-hmm.
They look like someone would be playing a washboard.
Did you see Alice Cooper try to say they're not a rock band, they're a folk band?
Oh, it's folk rock, but that's dumb.
Do they claim to be a rock band?
Who? They're music. Who cares? Yeah. They're just a music band.
Yeah.
Did you get
to
see
Gary Clark Jr. played the blues, and he was amazing. He was so good.
Why'd you go 50-year-old girl right there?
Yeah, you kind of fangirled out. It was great.
Let's take another take. We know you're a big-time actor. Is there a way you could gay that up a little more?
Yeah. Gary Clark Jr. played, like, blues rock, and it was amazing.
You really savored that. Savored that.
Still made it realistic. I didn't make a caricature of it.
Yeah, it's like you rolled it in your mouth.
Gay it up.
Throw an OMG in there, and you nailed it.
My G.
Oh, my G.
It was so good.
Did any bands... Did you do a lot of drugs, Ari?
Almost all of them.
All of them?
I mean, anything that was there.
You're talking to me and Sam now, so don't throw all of them out there.
Okay, you're right, I met some kids and was talking to them. I was like, what's your highlights? They tell me about some bands. I was like, drug highlights. And this little girl, she was like 20. She goes, I candy flipped for the first time. It was so good.
I what?
Candy flipped.
What's that, Ari? What's
it's either acid and ecstasy or mushrooms or ecstasy. I forget which one.
I think it's acid and ecstasy.
There's another one with mushrooms. I forget about
these fucking kids and they're mixing up their drugs.
Bro.
Such a great vibe. Everybody's having fun. People are dirty as shit, but they shower in a big mushroom like fucking fountain that's in the middle of the thing. It's just so great. I saw Slayer. Went in the mosh pit at Slayer.
You mosh?
Followed by somebody.
Oh my God!
Were people like, oh shit!
Are there a lot of walkers and a lot of people on walkers in that mosh pit?
Not a lot.
Dude, Slayer isn't. I mean, they're old, but they're timeless. Everybody loves Slayer.
Yeah, they killed it. All you gotta do to kill it as a band is really love playing your music.
Yeah.
And just love it from start to finish till you're done. And then that's
all you need to do to kill it at anything: kill it at basketball, kill it at comedy, kill it at acting. If you like,
kill it at Ellis Mania.
This band Jungle, Mac DeMarco was cool. Alabama Shakes fucking killed.
Oh, did they? Fuck, man. I wish I would.
She was amazing.
She is cool. Guarantee you, she has eaten more pussy than all three of us combined.
I doubt it, dude. I ate a lot of pussy, dog.
Did
a
she
lot
go, of pussy. She's got a huge mouth, doesn't she? Like, you know, just like in the wideness of it, right? That's so nuts.
Was a giant purple dress.
See who else played.
Black skin. Blonde hair.
Oh, did you see?
Middle, so striking.
Did you see Childish Gambino?
Nah, I heard him a little bit. I'm not interested in that.
What describe their music? I want to know what the Ari does it like.
Oh, it's
like it's nerd rap.
Yeah.
How were the comedy portions of Boner Jew?
Pretty good.
We're calling it Boner Jew, by the way.
Boner Jew was pretty good. They had a tent. It was okay. Sometimes the music would bleed in, but. It was still pretty good.
Who's there?
Which is good.
I was like Jeff Ross.
Ross, Ralphie, Hardwick. I barely saw him for like half a second, but Ross and Ralphie hung out. Natasha, Thune,
Watts,
Mike McCarthy, Soder, Big J, Big J's girlfriend, Christina, Mark Norman, Michelle Wolf. I don't know, a bunch of people. Jamie Lee and her boyfriend was like an improv guy. I remember. It was just great.
That guy's got to feel great about being Jamie Lee and her boyfriend. Let's have to say Jamie Lee and her boyfriend.
I forgot his name, but he's like, I've seen him before. He's done stuff. He's been around Hollywood doing the comedy stuff. It was just great.
Norm McDonald was there.
I didn't see Norm at all.
Who's April Richardson?
She's a Southern girl, right?
Oh, really?
She's from, I saw her on Josh Wolf's show.
Yeah, she'll remember for Hardwick.
Funches was there. Ian Edwards was there.
How'd he do?
Funches always does great.
Yeah.
Funches is a silent killer. He's a quiet killer.
I love watching him at like 11:30 at night. He's like my favorite.
All right, thanks to your success, I have a new credit because like that's how I come out on stage. I go, this guy is from Ari Shaffir's other podcast that he never mentions. And then people are like, whoa, ooh la la,
like four times a year.
Big time.
Yeah,
this
I know you do.
Big time.
I'm debating when I go on Josh Wolf, should I say Punch Drunk or The Naughty Show? I'm debating it right now.
Can you only get one?
Yeah, I'm going to ask if I do both.
Dude, those people are more, way more Punch Drunk.
What?
Those people are way more Punch Drunk.
What people?
Those rednecks that Josh Wolf has.
Yeah.
It's like when I went on SportsCenter, I mean ESPN, I pushed Punch Drunk.
That is true. You did. You did.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do it. I'm probably going to do it. By the way, the big news that our good friend James is telling me is that Aldo's got a cracked rib.
No way.
That's what he's telling me. That's
saying the fight,
James
fight
saying,
might be in jeopardy.
And the fight might be in jeopardy.
Let's stop while I look it up and you get back involved.
Yeah. I think Sam's checking his MySpace page.
Yeah, dude. I gotta pull a couple videos off there, by the way. I got some great ones.
Oh, Sam! Don't immediately go to your phone. Just leave.
That was awesome. He doesn't even know that he did it.
I did know I did it. I know I did it. I did it. I'm the one who did it.
It's time for you to go live in Indiana for a few months, man, and get rid of that fucking phone.
Tebow, you're coming back. How are you feeling? Are you excited? What's the plan?
Yeah.
Shots, buddy, coming back in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
You got any pussy
lined up? No, nothing yet. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you.
Really? That,
it's just, puss is just going to be puss is puss.
Have you and your mama faggot sat and talked about pussy techniques? Anything new in the lesbian community?
Yep.
I mean, nothing really. Nothing you don't already know about.
Basics.
It happened today. Sparring session. Exam confirms a fractured rib, and they say that... they don't like. There's no news on whether or not they're going to cancel the thing coming up, but they don't know if he's going to be recovering time for the July 11th.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I mean, dude, that's only in like 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Two and a half weeks. Two weeks from Saturday is that fight, and he has a cracked rib today.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's going to happen. That... Well, what's a crack? What does that mean? Cracked rib?
Like fractured.
The rib is cracked.
It's not broken.
Yeah,
it's
but is
just,
that broken?
It's, no, it's not broken. It's just like the fracture.
Ribs are made out of cartilage.
Broke and fracture really is the same thing.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's technically the same thing. Even if it's a little bit, it's still... It means
can
the same thing.
There's different kinds of fractures.
Like a compound fracture is completely snapped off.
Yeah.
But a rib isn't a bone. It's made out of cartilage. So it's like...
Really?
You got a
ribs
broken nose.
Bones? What do you mean? The skeleton? You always see the fucking ribs.
It's part of a skeleton.
Yeah.
Your ribs are bone, bro.
Like when I see you, you're the pregnant skeleton, right? What do I see? You got ribs and a gut.
I always thought that they were more.
Here, let me go ahead and Google if ribs are bones.
No way. Let Stat Boy
fucking do his job. Stop talking about indie rock bands and fucking look up. What?
I'm not willing to bag a bet that. I'm not. There's nothing positive about that.
Bag a bets it, dude.
Did you not just hear what I said? If I was positive, I'd bag a bets
it. It's an arrangement of bones. It's an arrangement of bones.
Yeah.
It's what he said.
Sam has to find himself fighting me on agreeing to a 10-minute round, 5-minute round, 5-minute round.
No.
And if you win, then I'll give in and we'll just do a 10-minute round and a 5-minute.
He just said what it was, you fucking asshole.
Well, I mean, there is cartilage, but it's all bone.
Yeah, thank you, Stat Boy.
10-minute round, 5-minute round, 5-minute round.
How is it all bone if there is cartilage, though?
Like, there's cartilage connecting the bone. I mean, you know. Like, the closer to, like, the chest, I don't know.
So there's
Busters.
Where are you at, a salmon buffet? How long is it taking to eat this fucking food, man?
I'm so hungry.
It's just taking forever.
He's got like servants that just keep coming off camera and taking shit, replacing plates.
It's like that Brazilian restaurant. He keeps putting down the market. And he just keep bringing in more and more salmon. What is that Brazilian restaurant? Something de Chow? Where did James take us?
Jose or Joseph Duffy says that if Aldo's out, he'll step in the ring with Connor.
Boring, oh, wow, really?
Boring,
that's nice of you.
Boring.
I love these guys now. They can't get fights, so they're like, fucking, I'll challenge somebody last minute. Maybe I'll get a fight that way.
Who do you think they should have fight?
Nobody.
Dude. You know what? They would definitely pick they'd be very selective on who they pick to fight. McGregor, because they want someone who could come in and actually beat this guy.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If they get someone, if McGregor loses to some, like, last-minute replacement, then McGregor's done, and the last-minute replacement just has a little bit of a name. But if McGregor beats his last minute replacement, still in line for a title shot, absolutely. But what about having him pit up against somebody who's like also should get a shot at the title and having this now an elimination fight?
And who is
I
this?
I agree with that.
I'm looking it up right now.
Ari, who do you have in mind right now? Announce it here on Punch Drunk.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. That was very anticlimactic.
Who do you have?
Red State Team, who would you like to see Conor McGregor fight?
Oh, God, dude, that is fucking tough. I mean, who hasn't just recently fought? Because I feel like a lot of people in that
weight
class.
How about this one, dude? Would this be a good fight? Conor McGregor versus, drumroll please, Stat Boy. Frankie Edgar. Yeah.
Be interesting.
No, but I think that'd be a lot of problems for
Frankie Edgar's like. Oh, I guess that would be good. Here, let me look the actual list up.
Where's the fucking rankings?
Is this the rankings?
No,
what
this
the
isn't. This is just
guys?
All the people in the featherweight.
Go to the featherweight rankings. See who's up in there. Top like five.
I got it right here.
Who the fuck are these guys? These fucking assholes.
Yeah, who are the top five?
Let's look.
Stat Boy, Jesus Christ. We just want stats.
I can't believe that this fight is
Chad
fucking...
Mendez is number one.
I don't want
Frankie Edgar's number two. Conor McGregor's number three. Ricardo Lamas is number four. Max Holloway's number five.
They'll never give him Chad.
Korean zombie.
I'd love to see Korean zombie.
I want to see Edgar. You asked me who I want to see. I want to see Edgar.
The Mendez is too much of a wrestler. I think
Mendez, but he just lost to Aldo. He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, I would go Edgar versus McGregor. That would be a fight.
Lamas would be interesting.
Holloway would be interesting. Cub Swanson's kind of got his ass. You want to get
Mendez
somebody?
Would be cool. I mean, Mendez would be cool if these guys want to hop somebody.
About,
this is the way to do it.
How about the Brazilian Tony Hinchcliffe, Charles Oliveira?
You better believe it.
That's pretty.
You ask Joe Rogan.
I mean, Cub Swanson. Fuck, man. I'd like to see if you ask me. I go Aldo Edgar.
Aldo Edgar.
I'm sorry. I mean, Edgar McGregor.
Edgar McGregor. That sounds like a fun name right there. Edgar McGregor.
Didn't Chad Mendez just lose to Aldo?
Yep.
Like two fights ago, or his last fight?
Yep.
Yeah, he can't fight him.
Mendez can literally beat everybody.
Mendez
can literally beat everybody but fucking Aldo. That's got to suck.
Edgar be cool.
Edgar McGregor, because then you got, according to UFC, you have number two and number three. Number one just lost his title shot, so now you have a number two, number three would be fighting for an absolute definite shot at the title.
Yep.
How about Donald Cerrone moving down and getting the shot at him?
No, dude, he can barely. Hey, dude.
He looks.
I don't know how he makes 155.
Who can fight? Who would fight Conor McGregor? Lamas would be okay. Frankie Edgar would be cool.
Lamas just lost too, dude. Frankie Edgar. I mean, it's 2 weeks, so I don't know if he has enough time if he'll want to do it.
But then, who do you give some other guy like a Clay Guida or somebody like that a shot?
Dennis Seaver, but he's. I don't know if he didn't. Dennis
Seaver just got his ass kicked. Dude, if they actually went Dennis Seaver, you want to fight? That's a sign. Cub Swanson just lost too. You know who they should give Conor McGregor? John Jones. Why not? He needs a big fight comeback. It would be huge. People would love it.
Cub Swanson lost the last two fights, didn't he?
Yeah, he's getting his ass handed to him. It's not good, dude. It's not good at all.
Have John Jones cut to 145 from 205.
Yeah. But if anyone knows how to do it, I think what he's on right now, he can do it.
Yeah, just give him 3 weeks of fucking cocaine and no food.
Or how about this?
John Jones right now.
Why doesn't Conor move up to 205?
Well, not a bad idea.
Well, if anybody would say he could do it.
Giant fat fuck Irish guy with tits coming in.
Just drunk John and Jones. Fat. Just fat with a beer gut, drinking a 40.
Yeah, Frankie Edgar's almost in line for a shot. I don't even know if he'd want to. I think he'd get a shot after McGregor got a shot.
Well, he's bitching that McGregor hasn't fought any fucking top competition to get this shot, so then let them go at it.
Yeah. I'd say let them go at it, and whoever wins, then give them Aldo. And that's a more, honestly, that would be a better matchup for Aldo to me than Conor McGregor getting a shot at him. I don't think he deserves a shot yet. So now if he could beat Frankie Edgar, then I'll sign off on it. I'll be like, yeah.
If I'm Frankie Edgar, because you know his phone blew up faster than me and Sam's did from James. If I'm Frankie Edgar, the minute I hear that Aldo's got a crack rib, I am just fucking taping my fucking hands up and getting ready to start cutting weight.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You know what I mean?
That's what I would do too, dude. That's what I do. Hey, kid, before I go, can we get into some NFL?
Sure.
Tom Brady right now is testifying in front of Roger Goodell. I'm sorry, dude. I'm very rarely when I say this, but I've never seen a guy with more gay face than Roger Goodell. I'm sorry, dude. Total gay face. Oh, yeah. Just lover of the cock.
Goodell, gay face? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I like how Roger Goodell, I mean, I don't want to get off topic here. We'll get back to that. Roger Goodell was, when he first became commissioner of the NFL, he was bragging how he didn't take a salary because, and then the following year he gave himself a $60 million bonus.
No way, really?
That's so awesome.
Wow. That guy doesn't give a shit.
Wow. Wow.
But he didn't take a salary, you guys, so what a sweet guy.
That's like FIFA talking about how they're a nonprofit.
Oh, yeah, and the NFL, too, how the NFL doesn't pay taxes.
Here's a fun fact about FIFA and Qatar. Okay. Qatar. They estimate that 4,000 people are going to die after all the stadiums are built. Yep. Just to let you know, 2,900 people died in 9/11. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Wait, 4,000 people are going to die what? Making the stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're forcing them to work in these 120-degree conditions.
Yeah.
I put in, like, 16-hour days at 120
Every
degrees.
Every hotel that is built in Vegas... They estimate 3 to 4 people are going to die. Every hotel.
I think two for sure. Maybe 3 people died building Levi Stadium, the new Niners Stadium.
Yeah. So many dies.
3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
that means 3 people die at every Dodgers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
That's really uncalled for, Ari.
Hispanic abortions don't count.
Everybody almost died at the Dodger game last night. You see the picture I tweeted?
Yeah.
No. Those tornadoes all around Wrigley Field. 4 tornadoes yesterday. And then the electricity, I'm watching the game in the, like, maybe 6th or 7th inning. All the lights just go out of the stadium. Just every light went out.
Oh, yeah, that's a big fight. That was Dodgers a big fight between Joe Madden and Kershaw, Clayton Kershaw. That was
big
fight, yeah. Go on.
No, go ahead.
No, right before what's-his-face took him yard, that new guy for the Cubs is pretty fucking good. What's his name?
Fought right before the guy to hit a home run?
What's that? Chris Bryant. That kid's pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he teammates with what's-his-face from Washington? Harper?
Yeah, at some level.
They're like some kind of...
In high school or...
High school or good friends from Vegas back in the day.
Dude, St. Louis is killing it. That's the best team in baseball right now. Everybody's talking about how Kansas City's like all of Kansas City Royals made the fucking All-Star game. They're not even as good as fucking they're the second best team in Missouri.
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk. How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Sam? It's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan from
Don Carlos Tacos, the best tacos of San Diego. Don Carlos burritos, best tacos, best breakfast burritos, by the way.
Hey, I just got to throw my two cents in here in the Sam Ari fight.
Sure. Go for it.
One of those guys. If I were to fight either one, I got more problems with Sam.
Yeah.
Ari, I think I could outlast.
Yeah.
So I'm going on this.
Thank you. Voice of reason.
No, what are you saying? You're just saying he has a matchup of that.
No. I'd be more afraid to fight Sam than I would when you are. Because
you're dumb and you don't realize what light is. Here's what I would do. I would give you one piece of bacon and your heart would just give out.
Ari, he's a fucking friend of show. You don't want to give him bacon and he dies.
So bad. All right, I can take you down so bad. I got you wired, dude. I can kick your ass.
Oh. Sounds like somebody wants to do some straight-up Pride Rules MMA.
Oh, they want to do some spit-sitsu.
I'll do 10 minutes with you.
Oh, shit.
You set the rules. You set where it is.
Well, this is happening.
I'll be 20 minutes with you.
I'll challenge you to a race to your car. And I don't think you'll be able to finish that race.
See, that's what you're doing. I'll challenge you to a race. No. I said I'd go in the ring with you. Now you're like going, okay, let's run down the street.
See, Ari, everyone's on your smoke screens. We're on to your smoke screens, Ari. Your shift focus. Yeah. You're like, oh, here's the deal. Well, I want a crazier deal, so nobody will do it. It's fine.
I'm not fighting everybody. I'm not fighting everybody.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I can't even get you up off me. There's no way I'd be able to fight you. Your weight class doesn't exist.
Come on, bro. You got the reach. I'm giving you 10 minutes.
You got the mohawk, Ari. You should be crazy.
Yeah.
You outweigh me by 275 pounds.
Oh, Jesus, dude. This guy's a father.
Jew. You got the eye of the Jew. Come on, bro.
The eye of the Jew. Now, Ryan, Red State Team called and told us that you have a story.
I have several stories. I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to work for the Padres in losing locker room for about 3 years. Actually, when the Padres were good, I actually worked in the locker room. When New York Yankees won in that locker room, I was in there. When the Yankees won here in San Diego, I was actually in that locker room.
Please tell me that fucking Derek Jeter just started sucking everybody's dicks.
No, but you know who was the coolest? David Wells. Boomer was the best. He was shit. He included all the clubhouse guys. He was awesome. He was one of the coolest guys, one of the coolest baseball players ever. But you name a player during that era, I could tell you a story about him, that if they came through San Diego, we had to basically do what they wanted. I mean, if they wanted In-N-Out burgers, we had to go run and grab them In-N-Out burgers.
Okay, but what was the weirdest request?
Well, there's two, and I can go ahead and say it. Shoot, I'm forgetting again. It's a pitcher that he used to be on the Padres, Ismael Valdez. Every time players would come in to San Diego, usually on Friday nights, they would get they would ask for a taxi, and they would disappear, and they would.
And a taxi is code for what? Cocaine and 18-year-olds.
No. When that Balco report came out, that Balco report stated that one of the biggest steroid distributors was right across the border in TJ.
Oh.
So they would go across the border, and then they would shoot right back.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Some of the coolest stuff was, like, he even wanted, 10 pounds of a very rare tuna belly called Toro, and he gave me, $1,000 to go find it. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So you go and you find it, you come back, and usually you get, a pretty hefty tip. And, two tips were, I've been in barroom fights with some of the Cincinnati Reds, and Benny Nagel gave me a $1,000 tip for that.
Oh, you backed up the Reds?
Well, what ended up happening is afterwards they would all ask, hey, where can we go and drink? And I would tell them where to go drink. And the Cincinnati Reds one day, they showed up at where I was. And Denny Nagel was there and Dimitri Young and Boones and everybody was there. And it was a huge party. And Denny Nagel loved to party. Bunch of Marines there. Ended up getting in a huge fight. And so I had basically half the Cincinnati Reds in the back of my truck going down to 163 to get them back to the hotel so they didn't get busted.
What happened to Dimitri Young? Remember, he was such a great pitcher?
He was really good.
And then just the bottom fell out.
Yeah.
But he was all, really? You know what he was also great at?
You got the wrong guy. Dimitri Young was a first baseman. You're talking about Dontrell Willis.
Yes, I am talking about Dontrell Willis. Yeah,
no,
Dontrell Willis. Yeah, what happened to that guy? Oh, look, he's got a fucking. You can already see he's got a fucking mug shot right there. Yep, that's somebody did something wrong right there. But he was a great pitcher. But you know what he was? He was like one of the best. hitting pitchers in the fucking Major League Baseball. That guy could always hit.
I disagree that the Braves, Glavin, Smoltz, all those guys, they would hit
Maddox
homers
wasn't.
All the-
Maddox
yeah,
was even
a
decent hitter.
Pettit could hit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, the Braves were incredible.
Hey,
yeah,
Ryan.
So, yep.
What about inform these guys of the Bobby Cox story, which I love so much.
So it's a clubhouse. When you go in there, it's a boys kind of domain.
Hang on a second. Mexican, turn the computer away from Sam, please. All the way away from him.
Mexican, do not turn that. Actually, I got to get going, so I'm listening. Oh. I'm just listening.
Is it bad that when you said Mexican, I was like, wait, you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm Costa Rican.
We've got our Mexican quota right now on the show for the rest of the year, by the way. We don't have to have any more Mexicans
on the
show.
We've done our part.
It is a tax write-off.
So they would come in, and we had a whole bunch of magazines, Sports Illustrated, and we had stacks and stacks of years of Hustlers and Playboys, and you name any sort of smut mag, we had it. And it was hilarious because Bobby Cox, he comes in, coach of the Braves, he comes shuffling in, he's got his shorts on after BP, and he starts looking through, and he's looking around to see if he's looking. And he's pretty old at this time.
He was always looking around,
and Chipper and I are kind of just sitting there, and we see him start to take magazine after magazine after magazine, and they were all smut mags. And he goes back to the coach's office and closes the door, and he's like, "How do you think he spanks it?" I'm like, "Dude, I don't have no idea. I have no idea how that happens."
He should have spelled his name COCKS.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun playing pranks on bat boys and ball boys and shit like that. It was a great time.
Who was somebody that was just such an asshole every time they came?
Oh yeah, good question.
Barry Bonds.
Really?
I knew that guy was a prick.
Without a doubt. I'm forgetting Ellis Burks. When the team comes in the night before, we have the equipment manager comes and he tells us where he wants everybody placed in the locker room. Yeah. And it's usually players like to have some uniformity as to where they sit next to each other. Barry Bonds liked to sit next to Ellis Burks. He hated Barry Bonds. So he would come in super, super early and move his locker clear across the room so he didn't have to be around him. He would even go as far as, like, after the game, he wouldn't even sit next to him. He would actually go into the locker room, into the kitchen, and eat dinner while Barry was doing his thing. Barry Bonds is a professional athlete. He can make a basketball shot from 3 feet into a laundry hamper. He would wait for you to cross his path, and you'd throw it right at your head.
Wow, what an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, and dude, like sometimes it was a gock strap that you got. Sometimes it was in any sort of like stain that they got.
Yeah.
We had to clean it too. So like if he would go and eat spaghetti and get it all over his uniform, that meant somebody had to stay behind and clean the uniform.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're responsible for all their uniforms, all their equipment, everything.
So somebody slides first, you got to clean that immediately.
Say what?
After the game. Somebody slides into first or third or whatever, you got to clean that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Like, you have to do your best either to clean it or to patch it. Every night you had to clean the shoes, too. You had to clean and polish the shoes. Just you name every single little thing. I mean, the equipment manager that would always carry a backup uniform just in case. But if that was the case, then it meant somebody had to run around San Diego to get it stitched on. They had to get the number stitched on. They had to get the lettering stitched on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You usually travel with a couple backups, but, I mean, you had to make do with what you had. And so, like, it was usually, like, somebody elbow greasing it.
Why don't they just give, like, 100 uniforms?
sometimes, I mean, because a lot of times if you're on the road, like the Mets had a lot of uniforms. They have like a like four or five road unis that they would pick out. And I didn't know this, but the pitchers, the home pitchers pick out what uniform they want.
Yeah.
And so it's up to the home pitcher to go, okay, but this is going to be the uniform based upon that color. It's got to be an opposing color. So then the opposing pitcher, what? Starting pitcher with the uniform.
What do you mean that they pick out the uniform?
That they go, okay, that unless it's a big deal, like some sort of throwback uniform, but the starting pitcher got to pick, like, what color, what home color he wanted.
Really? And so just home white?
Yeah. Yeah, so if he wanted white with pinstripes, or if he wanted white with or the light white, or the light blue, or whatever, based upon that, then they would call over to the other side, and they go, okay, we're doing white with pinstripes, that means you get to do gray, or you get to do some other color. It's got to be a contrasting color.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, like, I didn't know about baseball until you're there.
Well, that was great.
nice. I did have one more question I wanted to know, which is, how in the world did somebody get a job like that? Because I bet so many people would want to know.
Should I call him
how
back?
In the world you stumble into that job? No, he can call back in the next
round. I wasn't calling back.
Whatever. But, you know, that's because it's such... Dude, how long have we known Ryan Hill all these years from Don Carlos Tacos always burritos, Don Carlos Burritos, always taking care of us when we would go to La Jolla? I didn't even know he was working for the Padres all those years and hanging out with all the players and getting to know all those guys.
I thought he just did Don Carlos.
Yeah, I know. It's such a cool fucking job. You know. But, yeah, dude, that guy's got stories for days. He's got quite a few that he couldn't tell.
By the
really?
Way,
I was telling him to tell him, but he was like, I don't want to get anybody
Garvey.
In trouble. He didn't fuck him, but he did give him a blowjob with his asshole.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. No, doesn't count. Totally doesn't count.
We got a phone call.
And let's see what we
Are
got.
We taking it?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
We got the president calling soon, which is like, we only have so much time. But go ahead. Call here.
What's up, guys? It's Italy correspondent. Italy, yeah. How's it going, guys?
Oh, nice. What's up, buddy? How are you? How's Italy? How's all the chicks out there?
The chicks are starting to pull in, man. It's tour season, so we got the old ladies pulling in with their pretty decent granddaughters.
Yeah,
nice.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I'll take
care of one. I can only talk for 1 second. I have to go to work now, but I have one thing to ask you guys.
Sure.
Did you guys see that Aldo was injured?
Yep.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
What do you think is going to happen? What do you want to happen?
I think that if he's hurt, I would like to see if Frankie Edgar is fit. I'd like to see him.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Oh, actually, I was giving a fuck
okay.
No, I'll take the blame on that because it is the same signal. But I was going like, fuck yeah. Italian caller, you're absolutely right. Italian correspondent, we all said the same thing. Frankie Edgar would be a fucking sweet matchup. My bad, Frank. That's my bad.
It's all right, man.
Like, hell yeah, and not okay. Oh, okay. I got a second.
I was so eager, you know?
Yeah, you were right on it, too.
I got a special feeling one of the Diaz brothers may be calling in, too.
Perfect. Where are you going right now? What are you doing right
Is
now?
Is he peeing?
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys.
You're not. It seems like you're not.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about.
There's a leak of some kind in your house.
There's some kind of
if your koi pond is, dude, are you not circumcised?
What's that? Yes, I am.
Why does your dick look darker than you?
Yeah, your dick is dark.
There's a long story about that.
Are you like the dude
like
version?
A medium-sized story.
What's that?
What? Let me see it again. Wow, it's so dark. It's so floppy, too. You got a long head, bro.
I mean, it goes to the territory, bro. It goes to the territory. It goes with the territory. Yeah, man. That's what happens.
Oh, by the way, I was at Ren Azizi's special taping Sunday night.
How oh, where did you take? Was that in Tennessee?
No, it was in Boston.
Oh, so wait, why you went from?
Oh, I think Dice is. Calling.
Oh, you trained it into Boston.
Yeah, from New York.
We got another call coming. I think it's Dice.
Really?
Maybe.
Cool. He's in New York right now, I think.
Check it.
Interesting. You're on with Punch Drunk. Who's calling?
This is Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Conor, have you heard the news? First of all, thank you very much for calling in. We're honored to get you here. You know, all that jazz.
I'm excited about this. I'm a big fan.
This is the first interview I've done after I've heard the news.
Oh, really? What an honor. First interview. Okay, well, what do you want to say about it?
I think Aldo tried to remove one of his ribs so he could suck his own dick.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, that is breaking news if that's in fact true.
I think he's terrified to fight me. He just came up with a fake injury.
I mean, that could be true. Why are you out of breath, Connor?
I was just fucking Jenna Jameson.
Tito's ex-wife?
Mm-hmm.
She's actually currently dating an Israeli.
Oh. And then you're fucking her anyway.
That's gross.
When you're the best of the best, Dollar, you do what you want to do.
What? That's a good point. What are you wearing right now? I know you're always a sharp-dressed man. What are you wearing right now for fucking?
A sharp-dressed guy.
I'm wearing a clean vest with nothing under it to show off the ink. And then some jean shorts, but some stylish ones. They're cut nice, and they have some nice fringe on the bottom with an Ireland flag on the ass.
Sounds like you raided GSP's wardrobe a little bit.
Yeah.
The guys in MMA, we all kind of have a similar style, but I like to think that I bring my own flair to the game.
Yeah, you definitely do. Now, who are you going to wind up fighting now if, in fact, Aldo has to pull out of this title fight, which I know you've been training so hard for?
I'll fight anyone. All the fighters in the UFC except for me are shit. Anyone they put in front of me, and I'll beat them. I'm going to take the belt from Aldo. I should get the interim belt, though, right now.
Why? Who have you beaten that's good enough you deserve an interim belt?
Good point.
It's true.
Are you talking shit to me?
No, we just want to know who you think you've beaten that would warrant you being the interim champ.
Yes.
I've beaten who they put in front of me. You can only beat who they put in front of you. I was about to beat the champ until he got too scared and pulled out.
Now, what do you think
he's like Ali Shafir at 18 years old, pulling out.
I never had sex at 18.
Until
I was 23.
Well, that's even more pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Now, Connor, if you don't mind my asking, who would you like to fight if in fact you can't fight Aldo? Is there anybody that you think would present a really exciting challenge for yourself as well as for the fans to watch?
I'll fight fucking anyone. I'll fight Frankie Edgar. I'll fight whoever they want, and I'll beat him. Pettis, give me whoever you want. I'll fight anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about Pettis or Frankie Edgar? I mean, you haven't beat anyone of that caliber yet.
I'll fight both of them at the same time.
Well, that's not going to work well for you, man. I've seen both
Mendez.
These guys fight.
Or Mendez. Or Melendez, as Sam Tripoli keeps calling him.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Mendez?
Eva Mendez.
I think I'd like to see...
I'll fight Eva Mendez. I'll fight Stuttering John Melendez. I'll fight whoever they want.
Well, who would you want to fight right now, Frankie?
This guy is pissing me off. I may train Sam Tripoli personally so he can whip your ass.
teach Sam how to open his mouth wider, but he's just going to use that skill for burgers.
Whatever his physique is, I think he can beat you the way you're talking to me. The greatest fighter in the world.
Who do you want to fight now that Aldo's out?
I'm tempted to wait for Aldo, but I'm not a guy to stick around and wait. I'll fight whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So name somebody, please.
I'll go up to 55. I'll fight Dos Anjos.
Okay, so you want Rafael Dos Anjos right now.
I'll fight Nate Diaz.
Who do you want? I have Dana White on my phone, my contacts. I will call him. Who do you want me to tell?
Did you see my fight against Dennis Seaver? One of the best.
Seaver, yeah.
He's one of the best. That's why I deserve the interim belt.
Okay, no. No, who
he's
do you
actually,
want to fight?
He's ranked 13th in your weight class. So saying he's one of the best, I wouldn't. It's a bit of a stretch, but
he's one of the 15 best at your weight class in the UFC.
His record's like
What?
His record's like 18-35. That's not impressive.
That's not really impressive.
Although, if that was in the girls' division, she'd be ranked third.
That is true.
Didn't see my fight against Marcus Brimage.
Who?
Marcus Brimage.
Exactly.
Is he the catcher for the Padres?
His nickname is Grimace.
Okay. That's a good point you make. Who do you want to fight, man? Why do you keep ducking it?
I fight whoever. It's not up to me. I'm not the one who's injured. I didn't break a fucking rib.
You sound like a goddamn open micer at a fucking network meeting. Like, what do you want? I'll do anything, whatever. No one wants to hear that. You give me a name, I'll set it up.
So you're I don't go through Joe Silva. It's whoever this guy is the new. You're the new fight maker.
Yes, me.
I don't have the rankings in front of me. I don't pay attention to this. Give me whoever's behind me. I'll fight that guy, and then the winner will fight Aldo when he stops being a pussy.
That's Frankie Eggers right behind you.
Would you move up a weight class or four? Could you move up to heavyweight in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's nothing I can't do.
Would you fight John Jones from prison?
Yes.
Would you like me to set that one up?
Easily. Make a call.
Okay, I'm calling right
Please.
Now.
Please. I'll wear one of my finest suits into his prison. I'll fight him. I may even fuck a guy, maybe a cellmate, to show my power, and then I leave.
And then okay. I leave.
By the way, Lamas is right behind you. Frankie Edgar's ranked right ahead of you.
Lorenzo Lamas? I'll fight Lorenzo Lamas. I'm not scared of the renegade.
What about Lamas Mike?
What's the question?
What about Lorenzo Lamas while he's on his bike?
Sure. I'll do the Diaz Brothers Mountain Bike Challenge. I'll do whatever it's not even up to me.
Oh, mountain bike war? You want a mountain bike war with the Diazes?
Well, let me ask
fucking Aldo's a piece of shit. Who broke his rib? How is this guy such a pussy that his training partners break his ribs?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the doctor's report. Let me ask you a question. I've heard rumors that you've been linked to Ronda Rousey's little sister, romantically.
Little Rousey.
She's 16 now, I think. What would you like to comment on that? Is there truth to that?
Look, in Ireland, there's no age of consent or any of that. So I don't have much to say, but let's just say I like them young.
That's gross, man, but okay.
Gross. It's all you talk about.
I know, the way he says it.
Yeah, I like him young.
That was something.
I was thinking about going to Bonnaroo, but I knew Ollie would be there spying on these underage women.
You should have come there, man. There was so many of them, and they're all wearing short shorts and crop tops.
Really?
The best part is they can wear them so high up because they barely have the pubes, so they don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, they look like little flowers.
Now we're on the same page here.
Yeah, Connor, we met. Now we like each other. Listen, dude, let's party, you and I. How do you feel about weed?
Is this call being recorded?
No, not at all. Nope.
I love weed. I'll do it all the time.
Yeah.
What's weed like in Ireland?
Have you ever tried the ketamine in Ireland?
How is it?
Do you guys know St. Pierre?
Yeah, George St. Pierre calls all the time, a good friend of ours.
I was partying with him and this colored fella, Lamazo. He gave me this ketamine and kitty litter. Unbelievable mixture.
You know that guy? Yeah, that's definitely GSP you partied with.
Yep, if they had you snorting kitty litter, that's definitely the champ.
Unbelievable. I'm so depressed right now. I've been training my ass off for 3 months. Now I got nothing to do.
What are you doing? Are you going to wait? Are you going to fight? What are you going to do?
Right now, I'm eating a whole pizza.
I got a feeling you can eat a whole pizza and still fight.
You know what they call that in Ireland?
What?
A Sam Tripoli breakfast.
I can see that. Wow, I didn't know Tripoli was so popular in Ireland, let alone his diet.
One of the biggest comics.
Wow. I don't even think he knows that.
From what he sees.
It's him and Larry O'Flannery.
Larry O'Flannery.
When's the president calling?
He's calling in 10 minutes, he said.
10 minutes?
Yep.
Okay.
Which president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln's calling in to our show here in 10 minutes.
Is he going to say nigger?
I can't see how he would.
I don't know why he wouldn't.
Well, that's what the other guy did on that, what's the guy's name? Marco Maron.
Marco Maron. Yeah. You hear all those guys mispronouncing Maron's name? He was like, Mark Marone, very popular podcast, WTF.
No, why the face?
You know who I love? Craig Ferguson was given a raw deal.
On what?
I think he chose to quit his show.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, it was a raw deal.
Anyway, he's Scottish. You're Irish. I thought you guys hated each other.
Hey, time heals all wounds.
Yeah. I remember you guys defended the Braveheart guys in Braveheart. So that was pretty cool.
Does anyone know what like local schools in Las Vegas, what time they get out?
probably maybe another 2 hours or so.
Yeah, the high schools.
Yeah, the high schools. About another hour and a half. You probably want to head over there, man. Bring candy.
The young girls like candy?
No, man.
Yeah, I love candy.
Apple gift cards.
Yep.
I need to get into some of these 15-year-olds' knickers.
Do they still call them knickers over there?
No, he was talking about...
Larry O'Sonnery is one of the best bits about knickers.
How's that go?
I forget how it goes, but it's funny as hell. It's second only to the great Sam Tripoli.
Right. O'Flannery's a good comic, huh?
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Well, Connor, listen, after you beat Aldo, who do you want?
Already got him. Ari, did you, I know we were texting during it. What did you think about A-Rod's 3,000th hit being a homer? What are the odds of that shit?
I mean, pretty cool, you know, pretty fucking cool. It seems interesting. I went to the game. This week's, my skeptic thing this week was me and Morrissey went to a Yankee game and recorded it from over the bullpen. And he was getting cheers. Like, it seems like people forgive because he did his time. They've definitely forgiven him, and I think that's the reason.
Yeah.
Because he did his time, and now he's no longer got the power he had, and people are like, oh, you know what? This guy's been defanged. He's okay. Yeah. People are kind of getting behind it now. You know, the Yankees aren't supporting him. They're not shoving him down your throat all the time.
Well, the craziest thing is his 3,001st hit, also a home run.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
The next that he had was another donger.
I mean, he might still be, but he was hitting the best on the Yankees. They don't have anybody right now, but he was hitting like 270, and that was leading the team.
I mean, Yankees aren't doing that bad, are they?
No, they're playing way above their caliber. They can't hit for shit. The pitching's all they got.
They're above 500, though, aren't they?
Yeah, way above, six games above, but they're playing better than they should. But it's like they have no hitting. He was leading the team at 270.
Wow.
Like, no joke. Like, that's...
Yeah, you know, and that division they have no hitting. That division is underperforming. For all the stuff.
But whatever.
I agree. That whole division's underperforming.
Yeah, they're in the wild card right now. It's pretty amazing. Still, I still claim best team in baseball.
St. Louis.
Toronto Blue Jays.
You think so? I think the Cardinals are best team.
Cardinals are playing great. They're making wins. But you look at the Blue Jays, and I think they're the team. I know they're not even first place in the AL East. I think they've just lost some close games. But that's a team to look out for.
Yeah, that's the thing about baseball. You can lose some close games, and your record does. That baseball is the one sport where your record may not reflect how dangerous you really are as a team.
Yeah, you get a guy who shuts you down for zero runs. Like, that's amazing. Like, well, we scored four, so it's like, it's kind of a waste.
Yep. Or you got a team. You got a team. You know, you could lose a game 1-0, but still have like eight hits against a home run.
Right.
You know,
right.
Again, we're getting guys on the pads, and we gave up one home run and lost the game.
That was my favorite thing. Mike Mussina go against Frank Thomas. Mike Mussina was on the Orioles and pitched I think a one-hitter, maybe a two-hitter, but one of the hits was a home run to Frank Thomas, and they lost 1-0.
The big hurt.
Yeah, and it was like, damn, these guys are great.
Frank Thomas had that fucking like big-ass nose that Patrick Ewing had.
Yeah.
Where it just looks like somebody punched it, like, you could have that nose if somebody punched you square in the face and just flattened out your big Jew beak.
I feel like I'd have it if I was made of clay and then somebody pushed me over and then time moved on, maybe like a month or two.
Uh-huh.
Then you picked up the clay thing. then I would have that nose.
Oh, we got another call coming in.
Is it President Abraham Lincoln?
It is not. We're waiting for him, right?
Let's just wait.
Sure.
Let's take this.
We still got 5 minutes before he calls.
All right. Sure? What are we going to talk to Lincoln about, though?
Yeah, well, let's see what Lincoln. I know Lincoln has a big restaurant he wants to promote. He was telling me.
No way.
All right.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air with Punch Drunk. How can we help you?
What's up, dog? It's the fucking president of Stockton, Nate motherfucking Diaz, dog.
Dude, you got angry, huh?
Boy, God.
I'm fucking pontooning and fucking crooning out here, dog.
It's first day of summer.
Crooning or cooning?
Crooning, dog, but I'm not afraid to hunt for fucking raccoons either, motherfucker.
That there's a lot of raccoons in Stockton.
It's a fucking good amount, dog. We're always digging through the trash and fucking Dirty Larry fucking eats them.
Now, I know that's not why they call him Dirty Larry. I think it's just one more feather in his cap.
Absolutely, dog. Dirty Larry's got so many feathers, he's a fucking almost like a chief, dog.
Yeah, believe it. Now, have you heard the news about the Aldo fight?
That's why I fucking called in, dog. This is fucking bullshit, man. You don't fucking cancel a fucking fight, dog. I fought with a fucking bruised fucking heart muscle, a fucking torn fucking labrum and shit. I'll fucking, these guys are pussies, man.
What are those injuries you said?
A bruised heart muscle was one of them.
Is that one?
Fucking Nick, fucking the guy sets up a fucking cannon outside of my fucking bedroom. So when I open the door, I get hit with a fucking cannonball in the heart, dog. That was right before the fucking Dos Anjos fight, dog. I'm fucking fighting with a bruised goddamn fucking chest and shit. My heart's killing me. But fucking Nick got me good, dog. That was a great one, man.
What a visual. You just open your door in the morning and then kabam, a cannonball hits you right in the chest.
It's like fucking old school Lollapalooza, dog. The guy taking that fucking cannonball to the gut.
Wow. Amazing. Well, yeah.
That's what happens when you sleep over at the fucking Diaz house. We almost cut Gil Melendez's arm off, dog.
How's that?
We set up a fucking... A literal fucking guillotine, not the submission. Right near his fucking arm just to scare him. But he fucking turned over in his sleep. And his fucking arm was under the guillotine and it fucking went down. But Nick fucking threw his arm out at the last second, dog.
Wow. Well, thank God Nick was there for that. How is Nick doing? We haven't heard from him in a while. Is Nick okay?
A lot of mountain biking, a lot of being a fucking dad. It was Father's Day the other day, a lot of fucking weed. He's fucking living the dream, dog.
Oh, yeah, what's the kid's name again? It was the guy who invented the pontoon boat. I do know that.
I just call him fucking Dirty Larry Jr., dog. I don't even fucking pay attention to that shit.
Wow, yeah, why pay attention to your niece's name?
Did you hear Andre Carolina retired?
What's that, dog?
Did you hear Andre Karolinko retired?
Who the fuck cares about that guy, dog?
I thought you were going to say. Fair enough.
What team's he on? The fucking Jazz and shit?
He was.
He's fucking... I'll say this, dog. I saw his wife at an after party. I would fuck that Russian pussy hard, dog.
Yeah?
And put some fucking paint on it.
Now, I'm surprised. Now, we've been on the phone with you for about... maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, we got a big call coming in right now.
You haven't announced that you were.
I think the president's calling in right now.
We gotta take it.
Yeah, we gotta take this call, Nate.
Oh shit!
Congratulations, guys.
Appreciate it. Hang on, let's try to get Ari. Call Ari back.
Yeah, put Ari.
Okay, I'm back.
Perfect.
I'm
back. Sorry about that.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have on the line?
Well, this is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln, the 14th president of the United States, I believe?
16th.
I lose count.
You, of course, lose count. Now, Mr. Lincoln, how's everything going?
Congratulations on the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup. I know you're from the Illinois area. Chicago is a great team. Congratulations to you.
I could give a fuck.
Whoa, Mr. Lincoln, I wasn't expecting the profanity.
Well, to be honest, I'm in a pretty shit mood right now.
Oh, sorry.
I lost a lawsuit today.
Lost a lawsuit today? For what?
Those motherfuckers at Lincoln Logs stole my name.
And how did you lose the lawsuit if they were Lincoln Logs?
Well, I say anybody can name their goddamn logs Lincoln. I guess anyone can just steal my name.
Oh my god, that
Lincoln
is...
Logs, Lincoln Continental.
How's that lawsuit going?
Shit!
That took a precedent.
Nobody believes I'm Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Why not?
Nobody believes I'm the former president. Nobody believes I'm the man who abolished slavery. And then that hack, Daniel Day-Lewis. Did you see that shit movie, Lincoln?
I saw it.
I didn't talk like that at all.
Obviously, if this is a real voice, you have a much higher pitched voice than I thought you were going to have.
Yeah. Look up the fucking honest. Wikipedia entry, you shit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Daniel Day-Lewis, if you're listening, you fuck, look up the Wikipedia entry.
Uh-huh.
I didn't talk like that.
What does Wikipedia say about you?
Wikipedia says I had a high voice.
Now I know you know not only did you free the slaves, and that was such a big historical thing that
I temporarily did.
Yeah,
what do you mean temporarily?
Well, I temporarily abolished slavery, but now everybody's a slave. Oh well, it was a nice while it lasted.
Yeah, that is true.
What do you mean, who are we slaves to, Lincoln?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Look around, your friend. 80% of the workers in this fucked up shit country don't want to be doing what they're doing. There's a 40% tax rate at least. You just can't get ahead anymore. That's why those motherfuckers tricked me into abolishing slavery in the first place. Never trust the Freemasons.
Oh. Wait.
That is-
Lincoln, I'm sorry. Are you saying if you had to do over again, you would not abolish slavery?
No, if I had to do it over again, I would not abolish slavery.
Wow.
That's like what you're most known for.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
well,
that's...
Actually, I was most known for my enormous cock. I never made it into the press.
I did not make it into the press. I think it was just time and place. They just didn't talk about that in those days.
Yeah, it's probably hard to send a dick pic back in those days where you got to sit still for 4 hours while somebody paints your cock.
Yeah, especially with a dick as big as his.
It took more than 4 hours to paint my cock, friend. It's huge.
Wow, well, I believe that. Now,
do you have a nickname for your cock?
Excuse me?
Yeah, was there a nickname you have for your cock?
Yes, I used to call my cock the Emancipation Proclamation.
I also would have accepted the Great Emancipator.
Not bad, friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
But to get back to why I wouldn't abolish slavery in the first place, it would be because we continue to enslave the black people, they would have revolted and overturned the entire country. The country would have dissolved into civil war.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand. So you're
saying that would have been the way you would have overturned the government?
Correct.
Ooh.
But now these sons of bitches have their claws in all of your brains. None of you are free. You walk around scared of the cops, scared of death, scared of driving. You're filled with fear, and that's just what they want because you've been drinking fluoridated water.
He mixes
in a lot of like interesting stuff with some like seemingly crazy thoughts.
Yeah.
But
it's the reality anyway. Hey, do I have a chance to plug the new
what do you got going on? What?
Well, I got a few things going on.
Plug away.
I'm opening up a new restaurant.
Oh, you got a new restaurant? Interesting.
That's right. A new chain of restaurants called Gettysburgers.
Nice.
Where
Gettysburgers.
It's good.
Yeah. And if you pay a premium, you get to sit at the Jaws booth.
No.
I like that.
How much is the premium? Nice.
Yeah, how much is the premium?
Yeah, how much is it to sit at a John Wilkes booth versus a regular chair?
Well, if you're me, it costs the back of your fucking skull.
Salty
heavy
language.
Price. Heavy price to pay. Yeah, so where are you opening these up? Is it a chain or you just have one restaurant?
I'm opening them up all over Mexico.
Oh, perfect.
Why Mexico?
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's a good idea.
Because they're a front for cocaine, you idiot.
Of course.
Oh, Jesus Christ, President Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln's log.
Did you talk like this in your lawsuit against... Did you just talk like this in your lawsuit against Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, I lost a lawsuit against Lincoln Logs. And if anybody there at Lincoln Logs is listening, two words for you. Rodrigo the Skull. That's the last thing you'll fucking see. I've got a hit out on every executive at fucking Lincoln Logs. You can count on that. I have them all shot. We do things differently these days. I cannot tell a lie.
I would just like to point out, Rodrigo the Skull is three words. But moving on.
So who the fuck is that?
It's Ari.
Are you a Freemason?
He's a Jew. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. Even worse.
Oh, Christ.
Abraham, what did you think of the Jews? What do you think of the Jews?
Oh, I think they're great. I think they're wonderful. I love them.
Really? That sounds cool. Or maybe sarcastic.
You think I'm an idiot? You think I want a black helicopter to appear? You think I want to get sucked in by the Israeli mafia?
We don't
crucified on your goddamn cross of political correctness, just like you people crucified our Lord Jesus Christ. I salute him.
You salute him?
I never salute Jesus Christ.
Wow, I never.
So Lincoln is way more conservative than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think I'd be like? You thought I'd be like Obama? You thought I'd be like that snake tongue progressive shit who yaps about wanting to get health insurance for everybody in the United States while using his doom drones to evaporate children all over the goddamn planet? Fuck no.
Yeah, I kind of thought you'd be a little like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd be.
Mm-hmm. So I take it you're not a big fan of Obama, President Lincoln.
I'm not a big fan of Obama. No, I'm not at all. In fact, I can confirm that he is the Antichrist.
Really?
Wow, that's breaking news. A lot of breaking news on today's show, Ari.
How back in your day, when you were president before the Emancipation Proclamation, where would you see Barack Obama fitting in?
Well, when I was a president?
Yeah, like right when you took office.
Oh, were you asking if Barack Obama would have been a slave?
Yeah, I guess
so. Or maybe, you know.
And what kind of slave, too?
No, he wouldn't have been, because Barack Obama is a reptilian shapeshifter who can control his form.
Oh, I didn't even consider
Barack
that.
Obama can at any moment transform into anything he wants. He's a snake-tongued reptile from the planet Ursa Centauri in the Deluxus region of the Astronexus star system.
Jesus.
Absolutely not the answer I expected, but I'll take it.
This guy is.
Based on love fact.
Sorry, you guys. I got pretty blasted on acid in Electric Daisy Carnival this last weekend in Vegas. I'm a little loopy right now.
President Lincoln, if I could ask you, what are your thoughts about Donald Trump running for president?
He's a good man. Donald Trump is a good, trustworthy man, and I think he's got some real American values, and I really do respect him. He's a wonderful man. I love a lot of the policies he's proposing, and I especially love his idea to turn everybody into a man.
I haven't heard that announcement, but...
You know, he married a foreigner.
I hope I didn't just leak something, but yes... Donald Trump has a wonderful plan that he guarantees that upon being elected, he will surgically alter every woman in the world to turn everyone in the world into a man.
Oh. Wow. Well, I definitely do not want that to happen.
We need more
Why wouldn't you want that to happen?
Well, we need
I like fucking and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's fucking too.
You can fuck a man, trust me.
Lincoln's fucked a man?
That's all I fucked, friend.
Wow.
Have you ever tried it? I know one of you has. There's nothing better than the... I cannot tell a lie. There's nothing better than sticking your hard rod deep into the soft brown eye of another man.
Wow, Mr. Lincoln. Now, which one of us do you say you know has?
He who asks first, fuck the man.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I guess.
Have you ever heard Alex Jones? I feel like you'd be into him.
Yes, I've heard Alex Jones. He's a interesting person, but he's ultimately a CIA operative.
What?
Alex Jones is a CIA operative.
Oh.
That's pretty obvious, isn't it? He's been inserted into the internet by the CIA to spread false information. A lot of what he says is real, you know. For example, September 11th, you know, that was a setup.
What do you mean it was a setup? What do you mean September 11th? Okay, hold on. Wait, can you lie?
I cannot tell a lie.
Okay, good. That's good to know. What do you mean September 11th is a setup?
September 11th was a setup. There were never any Twin Towers there, friend.
President Abraham Lincoln is telling me there were never Twin Towers.
In the first place, the Twin Towers were not even there before they got hit by a plane.
You idiot. Hologram.
Why are we idiots? Because we didn't know that. You got to think most people don't know.
Well, if you have eyes to see, the goddamn Twin Towers weren't there at all. They just flew a plane into the hologram.
And
there were bombs on the plane that exploded it.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Can I get another margarita, you bitch?
Wait, why is she a bitch?
Where are you right now?
The stink eye all fucking morning.
Where are you right now?
Are you at an El Toro?
I'm at the Roost in goddamn Atwater Village. It's where I go to drink in the day.
You're drinking at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday?
Imagine if you
got the back of your fucking head blown off just because you tried to free some black people, you asshole.
Good point. What do you think of the state, with all this church shootings going on, the state of racism right now in this country?
The state of racism in this country? Well,
there's race relations.
I think that obviously it's terrible when people get shot in a church, but it doesn't take... You retards probably aren't aware of this fact, but the cops in this country are killing a shitload more black people than goddamn Ellen DeGeneres lookalikes, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's true. They're not shooting
me. How come nobody mentions us? How come nobody points out the fact that police officers in this country have been blasting black people since the 70s? And they don't even get in trouble for it.
It does get mentioned a lot these days. You see it a lot on the internet.
Anyway, let's talk sports, gang.
Who do you...
Oh, my God.
Who do you like in baseball this year, President Abraham Lincoln?
Well, I think... Dingo Thompson looks pretty good to me.
Dingo Thompson?
God, you're drunk, bro.
Oh, yeah, Dingo Thompson.
Ask me another sports question.
What sports you into?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Short range shooting?
Who do I know is going to win the Super Bowl this year? It's going to be the Detroit Kings.
No, that's not. That's not a team in any sport.
It might have been a team back in the day. I don't know.
Maybe.
You'll see. Got all you want. I cannot tell why. Detroit Kings.
Hey, you know, President Lincoln, you and I have the same birthday, February 12th.
Wow. Let's throw a fucking parade, idiots.
What happened to you, man? You were so idealistic. You're so idealistic and pure, and you seem so kind.
This is so kind. Hey, somebody change the baby's diaper before he starts crying again. Am I right?
You are right, President Lincoln.
Oh, how is he right? What do you mean?
You're
a fucking baby.
You go get the back of your fucking head blown off, Jew boy, and then you be pure.
Yeah, Jew boy. I show some respect for the President of the United States of America.
Oh, there you go.
I apologize.
All right, I think they're saying we got to wrap it up. They got another podcast coming in.
Fuck.
President Lincoln, feel free to call back anytime you want. I'm such a big fan. Everybody, please go to Gettysburger and check out his new restaurant.
Yeah, and don't forget to listen to my podcast, too.
Oh, you have a podcast? What's that all about?
I sure do.
Yeah, tell us.
I cannot tell a lie.
All right.
Abraham
Lincoln. That's a pretty good idea. I like that. I like that.
Well, thanks,
President.
Hello?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. We can find it there.
Yeah. And
oh, really?
One quick thing. Don't forget to cut your nipples off.
Why? I think he's saying
that's the main way that the CIA gets into your head. You just trying to graze your nipples absorb. Okay, guys, you can hear more about that on my podcast. I cannot tell a lie.
On the Earwolf
Podcasting Network. Okay, guys? Oh,
Sonny yep. Wolf. Okay. Of course, Sonny Earwolf. It's not all things comedy. Thanks.
Thanks,
President
Thank
Lincoln.
You very much, President Lincoln. What an honor.
I like wow. how he sounded like Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
He was so much different than I expected.
Yeah, right?
I did not exactly
expect
the same,
him
for sure.
To be so drunk or so angry.
God.
Or sound so much like Little Hobo in a weird way, if you've ever seen that.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of weird. Hobo was like studied, was used to be owned by Lincoln. Maybe that's where he got his voice originally.
That would be fascinating. Yeah. All right, guys, everybody, thanks for listening.
Thanks to All Things Comedy. If you let me use the studio.
Comedy, Caveman Coffee, BetDSI. And Amazon link off the Punch Drunk page. You guys know how to do it. Thank you very much.
PunchDrunkSports.com.
PunchDrunkSports.com.
For Frank, for Tebow, for Tripoli, for Aaron.
For President Lincoln.
For President
the United
Lincoln.
States of America.
For Don Carlos.
Thanks Free. For listening to a podcast called Punch Drunk. Suck it, suck it, suck it. All right, I'll see you later, man.
Peace, guys.